Thank you for staying on with me, Nabila Khaida on Niagawani. All right, we're going to start with Shan Said, Google Meet with him, the chief economist, Juwai IQI, and a massive sell-off in bonds, a plunge in tech stocks, also the implosion of cryptocurrencies, also the highest inflation in four decades, and Jeremy Grantham, which is the best known for predicting the market crashes of 2000 and 2008, gave many reasons to be pessimistic even after the initial bursting of what he called a super bubble. The valuation and liquidity risk are now clearly inevitable in the market and happening right now. Big four central banks pivot of getting inflation down to single digit in 12 to 24 months is a long task, and markets are getting ready for more volatility. All right, Sean. Good morning, Sean. You made a big call last July last year, and you mentioned in your newsletter that you have shared with media and press that valuation risk is coming in the market. And it happened last week with $954 billion, nearly close to $1 trillion value, and has been wiped off the biggest U.S. tech companies like Amazon, Meta and Microsoft. So what's next for the markets?
I think the ructions in the market are of a magnitude not seen for a generation. And as you mentioned, 4 years ago, if you analyze, on 20th November 2018, FANG stocks lost $957 billion. So I think this is not new. And as we have already shared with press and media, the valuation risk will continue to create havoc for the market. And we still believe that the market, especially the US equity market, is overvalued, and it will take a further correction. And if you analyze history further, in 1929, Dow Jones went down by 82%, and on October 18 and 19, just 2 days, the markets fell 23%. So I think the markets will continue to stay volatile for the next 3 to 4 months as Fed continues to raise rates.
All right, Sean, another call that you made last year, liquidity risk also happening right now as quantitative tightening is making huge impact on the financial markets. So according to a latest report from Bank of America that said central bank balances sheet down by negative $3.3 million. So the market cap of U.S. mega caps down by $4.1 trillion. So please, Sean, shed light on this liquidity risk.
I think if you understand monetary landscape, I think you clearly understand what's happening in the global macroeconomy. And if you do, you clearly understand the systematic and liquidity risk that will be coming in the next 6 to 9 months will be quite massive. And this is not new. Again, you know, we have seen a repo and reverse repo liquidity crisis from September 2019 till January 2020. And again, last year in June and July, where we had a reverse repo liquidity crisis. So I think liquidity will be a major concern as central banks continue to tighten for the next 5 to 6 months. Market runs on liquidity. And if liquidity dries up, that will create panic among investors.
All right. Can we know that can global economy ever recover before the year of 2026 or 2027? I know that you have mentioned before at an SIDC event, but any change or of stance or position in that, or you still stick to your call?
I think we stick to our call, what I shared on 19th October at SIDC, the training arm of Securities Commission. We maintain a stance that global economy will only recover in 2026, 2027, not before that. We see a lot of volatility, uncertainty and chaos in the equity and bond markets.
All right. Fed is going to meet this week on November 1st or 2nd. So where do you foresee the interest rates going? 100 or 75 or 50 basis points hike? Your thoughts, please.
I think, in my opinion, 75 basis points are very much on the cards. And by year end, we expect Fed to increase interest rate by 125 to 150 basis point. By next year, we expect Fed to raise interest rates to 5%. So I think by March, they will create a pause. And then we will have QE5 coming into the market by Q3 next year.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean, for your insightful share this morning. Till we see you again next week. Thank you again, Sean.
Thank you.